Hello, Mandy. Bongani Baloyi in Saudi Motsoneng's words is fresh air. We need fresh air. Listen, Mandy, if that guy is Gauteng Premier candidate, I'm definitely voting for Bongani Baloyi. I'm so excited that he joined Action SA, and I hope he will be the candidate for Gauteng Premier. It's Kayen Katlego. Thanks.
That fresh air is blowing into Action SA at the moment. I think it's definitely leaving the wings of the Democratic Alliance. We've just heard about Albert Fritz and the ANC also in a mess with everything going on with the Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu and President Cyril Ramaphosa. So let's unpack all of this politics now with political analyst Sanusha Naidoo. Sanusha, thank you very much for your time. We're going to get to the ANC's NEC meeting in a minute. But first, the big political announcement of the day is Bongani Baloyi joining Action SA. What are your thoughts on that?
Good day, Mandy, and to your listeners. Yeah, it is interesting that you kind of look at this and you see the challenge that Action SA had last week and weeks prior with Nkosi Khoza and what was going on with her and the whole question of her kind of relationship to the party and the challenges and the tensions there. And then you see Mr. Baloyi come in as well. It's quite fascinating for me that you're kind of seeing Action SA reconstituting some of the political landscape when it comes to the black political actors in the space, in the spectrum of the political landscape. And I think this again raises questions around, you know, what does this mean? Are we going for the kind of hemorrhaging of people who don't necessarily feel comfortable in the DA, or there's a closing off of space in the DA? We've seen this in the run-up to 2021 elections. We heard about the former MEC for Transport, that he was forced to resign because of qualification misrepresentation on his CV. He's now the advisor to the Premier. But again, the question is, how does this all pan out in terms of the kinds of tensions that these internal party dynamics are having? So for me, it's actually open season right now in South African political landscape when it comes to who's moving where and in what context.
It is that fresh air that we heard about in that voice note. So let's.
I think your caller was very animated about the fresh air. I'm not sure if it's fresh air. You know, it would be interesting to see what is the change that they come through. What's the theory of change and what's the practical change? Because somehow you get the impression, not just in South Africa, but definitely with our political landscape between the ruling party and opposition parties, is that it's musical chairs. So everybody goes round and round, and then whoever stops at whichever chair, they sit down there or they negotiate that. And we've had this consistently in the South African landscape that has been very fluid in terms of how members of political parties decide to resign and then join other parties. We had something called floor crossing legislation, where you could actually move across political parties in the context of this open window. So at the end of the day, I'm not sure whether it's fresh air or it's recycled air or whether there's any humidifier in the new party for the new actors that come in.
I like to call it the washing machine of South African politics, much like musical chairs. So let's look at the ANC now, because they had an NEC meeting at the weekend. There was this discussion around the Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu and whether or not the president should be acting against her. According to weekend reports, and I read in City Press, essentially saying that this debate didn't quite come to fruition and it now needs to go through the correct administrative processes. So Lindiwe Sisulu lives to fight another day in South African politics in the ANC.
Indeed. And I think the challenge is, again, you know, what does the president do? Does he go outside of the ranks of the party in terms of what has been some of the very, very aggressive commentary against what she had written and the fact that action needed to be taken against her? Or does he then follow the processes and protocols of the party? And we're talking here about a committee that will look at a DC hearing, disciplinary hearing, and so forth. And we kind of need to understand how those processes internally in the party are ventilated. But I think the bottom line here, Mandy, is will she be called to account? Will she be called to sanction on it? Because she's taken on a very critical space. She's challenged the constitution. She's challenged the judiciary. And she's challenged the actual institutions of the democracy. Now, last week in his letter, from the president's office, he took a very measured stance. He was very, very measured about protecting our democracy, protecting the institutions and so forth. It's a big year for him. It's a big year for everybody else who's throwing their name in the hat for the elective conference. We already see those kinds of dynamics starting to emerge in terms of who's aligning with whom. I was listening to Tony and Ngeni on one of the news stations earlier, and, you know, again, the question is, there's a lot of ambivalence around whether or not she should be censured and what action should be taken. So I think at the end of the day, we look at the situation and we have to ask ourselves, have we not been here before?
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we have. And we'll be here again. It happens every year before an ANC elective conference. Sunusha, thank you so much. Sunusha Naidu, political analyst, having looked there at those developments with Bongani Baloyi joining Action SA, and also developments over the weekend with the ANC NEC and where Lindiwe Sisulu stands in all of that.